Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, you've sent us something really fascinating. It's the end-of-year summary for 2025 from a venture support group called Angel to Exit.
Yeah, and it's a big deal.
It really is, because if you're trying to figure out how venture capital support is, shifting from this old-school boutique service to something automated and scalable, this document is basically the roadmap.
It's the blueprint.
So our mission today is to really pull apart that operational blueprint they built. It's a story of just radical scale. They went from being super selective to this mass outreach model in what, just 1 year?
An incredible pivot. And what we want to dig into is what they learned from supporting hundreds of companies at once, and I think most importantly, how they use their AI tool suite to actually make it work.
Right. We're talking about GWiz, Diligence, GTM, Cognos. This is a high-speed look at some really explosive organizational growth.
And what's so interesting here is that this isn't just a list of achievements. It's more like a guide to blending progress, volume, and technology into a single coherent strategy.
For anyone in the startup world, then.
Absolutely. Founders, investors, anyone just trying to understand modern growth, the operational pivot they pulled off is, well, it's the headline story. They basically traded a scarcity model for an abundance model in venture support.
Okay, let's unpack that seismic shift. They started 2025 with a pretty traditional approach, right?
Exactly. Highly selective, deep one-on-one relationships, even if their info outreach was already pretty broad, they were still curating that group very, very carefully.
But the summary says that mid-year, something changed.
They changed their minds. They just decided to throw the doors wide open. The big operational change was accepting, and this is a quote, anybody they might possibly be interested in working with and anyone they thought they could genuinely help.
Wow. Okay, but that sounds like a huge risk. When you go from highly curated to accepting anybody, aren't you worried about diluting the brand? I mean, how do you maintain quality with a factory model?
That's the core question. And they had to change the format to deal with it. They couldn't do intense one-on-ones for everyone.
So what did they do?
They moved to shorter presentations, designed more for the benefit of the group, which they could then feed into their automated tools. It's a bet, really. A bet that tech and high-volume interaction can replace the lost human hours.
And the results. The numbers in this summary suggest the bet paid off.
Oh, it did. By the end of 2025, they had more than 660 companies sign up for their acceleration services.
660. That's a massive number.
And it's still growing. They're now inviting about 100 companies per month to present, get feedback, and get follow-up help.
100 a month. Compared to the previous year, the source says this is a 6x increase in serious interactions. This isn't just a small step up, it's a total operational explosion.
And if you're listening to this, what this really shows is a strategy of just blowing the funnel wide open. The big takeaway for the industry is that the main challenge today isn't just finding capital, it's finding structured, high-quality, scalable guidance.
So Angel to Exit is betting that their tech lets them deliver that guidance at scale. And maybe that the old scarcity model is, well, dead.
I think that's exactly the bet.
Okay, so this kind of volume, it needs phenomenal data management, which is where their system GWiz comes in.
Right. And to make it work, they need more data points. So they made a smart move. They now offer GWiz metrics for free, fully paid for by them to about a dozen companies a month.
And who gets that?
It's targeted, specifically at companies with no investments or income yet, but who they find interesting or deserving. It's essentially a data hook that looks like a support service.
Very clever. And what are they getting from all that data? The summary says it's producing better stats on valuations across a much wider range of companies.
Yeah.
But what does GWiz actually do for a founder?
So beyond just collecting data, GWiz is now this powerful analytical tool. The biggest upgrade is its automated analysis. So instead of a founder spending days building valuation
Did
models,
nobody enjoy?
nobody. GWiz now automatically models 10 different valuation scenarios. That saves the company and any potential investor something like 8 hours of spreadsheet work.
That's a huge time saver. What else does it do?
A few other key things. First, it helps with creating advisory boards by analyzing data gaps and recommending skill sets. Second, it just helps the companies themselves better understand their own financial situation.
And there's a feedback loop, right?
Exactly, and this is key. They only schedule follow-on calls after a company updates its data. It turns data entry into this continuous learning process, not just a one-time report.
That's really smart. It keeps the data fresh. Now, the source gives us some clear numbers to distinguish the pipeline from their actual portfolio.
Right. Over their entire history, they've had about 50 portfolio companies, Some good exits, some bad.
50 total.
Yeah.
But their current focus is much tighter.
Much tighter. The summary lists 14 active portfolio companies in a separate GWiz listing. So that gives you the clear metric. The 660-plus companies are the scaled pipeline supported by AI. The 14 are the hands-on invested roster.
A hybrid model. I get it. Now, with 660 companies in the funnel, I imagine they realized presentations weren't enough. They needed to scale wisdom, which is where the content library comes in.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. In 2025 alone, they put out 18 new articles, all designed to help founders master the basics.
And they didn't just write them, right? They did something with AI.
They did. They added AI-generated audio drill downs for the articles, and they even say the AI versions give different perspectives and, quote, some comedy compared to the real thing. It shows they get that founders need advice they can actually digest.
I pulled out a few titles here that really capture the tough love they're dishing out.
Oh, I'd love to hear them. The titles always reveal the most common mistakes they're seeing.
So they start with pitch advice like how to not sell to investors. Then they hit you with the operational warning. Something is very wrong with those spreadsheets.
Huh, yeah. You know, that's about data hygiene right away.
But my favorites are the, let's say, more behavioral warnings. They wrote an article titled, "When Did Committing Felonies Become a Business Model?"
You have to wonder what meeting prompted that one.
And then there's the philosophical one, wildly successful failures. It just shows they're dealing with the messy human side of startups, not just the numbers.
It confirms that even with six times the volume, they're still laser focused on the fundamentals. Business advice, process like an excellent look at the due diligence process, and even new tech like LLMs, huh? What are they good for? It's core unvarnished guidance.
Okay, let's shift to the engine behind all this, the AI and analytic tools. The summary calls 2025 a building year for technology.
Which is the only way a model like this works. They had to be automating constantly. Let's go through the four main product updates.
We talked about GWiz and the valuation modeling. What about their diligence product?
Diligence got a huge upgrade. It's focused on verification and summarization. It integrates third-party tools and uses Cognos to generate automated summaries of huge data room documents.
So it reads the data room for you.
In a way, yes. It can instantly drill down into a section and give you a bulleted summary of the key risks it found there. Now, they stress it's always subject to user edits, but the time saved is just phenomenal.
That would speed up an investor's decision cycle by a lot. What about GTM, the go-to-market tool?
GTM uses AI now to generate marketing material, but the real magic is its integration with Cognos. It analyzes the material against different cognitive frameworks.
What does that mean in practice?
It means the AI checks if your, say, landing page copy is consistent with best practices for clarity, emotion, conversion psychology, and then suggests rewrites. It's like an automated marketing consultant.
Okay, now this is where I thought it got really interesting. Let's talk about Cognos, the brain of the whole operation.
The central processing unit, right.
It got general updates, new libraries for automating write-ups for the other tools. But the real kicker was the addition of new analytical libraries.
Exactly. And the source is very specific here. They added new analytical libraries for influence and counter-influence operations. This is a sharp strategic edge. It's moving way beyond standard data analysis.
Influence operations. I mean, that sounds less like a startup accelerator and more like, I don't know, geopolitical strategy. What does that actually mean for a startup?
It means they recognize that in today's digital world, perception is valuation. This isn't just counting social media mentions. The tool can map out key opinion leaders in a market, find messaging gaps, and even alert you if a competitor is running a negative campaign against you.
So a FUD campaign, fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Precisely. It's digital risk management that's been elevated to information warfare defense. Imagine a competitor starts a whisper campaign about your tech. Cognos lets you identify the source, map how it's spreading, and deploy a targeted counter response.
It's basically managing your company's reality in the market.
That's a perfect way to put it. It reflects this deep understanding that the biggest risks to a modern company aren't always technical. They're cognitive and social.
Wow. That is a powerful tool. So bringing this all to a close, what was Angel to Exit's final take on this huge year?
Their conclusion was pretty understated, actually. They just said 2025 was a building year with more activity, more progress, and more companies being helped. They pulled it off. They operationalized mass scale support.
And for anyone listening who wants to tap into this, they offer a way in, right?
They do. They have a monthly free advisory call. It's usually at 0900 Pacific time on the first and third Thursday of the month. So practical advice is still there for the taking.
And they left us with one final memorable piece of advice in the summary.
Yes, and you can just feel the years of experience behind this one. And next time I tell you it's a bad idea, take me seriously.
Sound advice for any founder out there. So here's the final thought I'm left with. Considering this huge focus on AI, especially that influence and counter-influence library in Cognos, how will we measure an accelerator's success in the future?
That's the big question.
Is it still just about valuation and IRR? Or is success shifting to something else? Like a company's ability to strategically control its own narrative in this crazy crowded digital world. Makes you wonder, is winning the narrative the new ultimate metric? Something for you to think about.